All right, we're back here, part 9 of 17, real estate wholesaling versus smart wholesaling versus old school. We're going to have some fun as usual. So I'm a little bit more relaxed today because we're talking about a relaxing topic, income streams, multiple income streams. That's what we're talking about today. My name is Ola. I'm coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. So if you're brand new here, make sure you subscribe to the channel because we're always bringing you top class, class act, top world class content on real estate wholesaling. But basically, you can apply everything I'm teaching here in the real estate business at large, but also you can apply it honestly in any business, okay? So because of that, you're not going to hear me talk a lot about the type of contract to use, the exit strategy. That's something you probably already know, right? And if you don't know, you can Google information about that. You can find that somewhere else. But instead, I want to focus on the most important part about the business, which is generating income, generating revenue. That's what I want to focus on because there's a lot of people that get lost in the midst of technicalities of the business, the legalities of the business. They learn everything from A to Z about the technicalities and legalities, but they never close a deal. I mean, what use is that, right? So that's basically what you find in the business. Before I dive into today's content, I want you to make sure that at the end of this video, you go download the book for free, Empire Lifestyle Secret. You can find it at myempirepro.com. It's a book that will cover in details everything you're going to learn here today. But you need to have it handy and you need to read it 10 to 15 times to make it become a part, second nature to your business so you can start generating revenue again. So like I said, the most important part about this business and any other business is really generating income, generating revenue. And that's what I want to talk about. That's what you will see me talk about a lot. You're not going to see me talk about legalities, technicalities, because those things don't make you money. And those things are basically just along the side type of things that will fall in place if you have a good deal that is supposed to make money, that's designed to make money. And by the way, if you have a deal that falls through or anything like that, it's never really one thing that makes a deal fall through. It was designed to fall through in the first place. Okay. And usually the concepts I'm going to share with you here is partly the reason why a deal might fall through. Okay. So I want you to pay attention to every word I say here. As a matter of fact, when I'm done with this live session, once you're done with this first time you're watching it, make sure you go watch this video 3-5 more times. Now, with that being said, this is 9 part of a 17 part series. You need to make sure that you watch part 1 through 8 because it builds on top of each other. If you don't, you're going to miss out parts of pieces of the puzzle and everything matters. Okay. Everything matters here. So the quote here today is the old school wholesaler has one income stream, which is from flipping a deal that 99% of them will never find. Okay. So let me keep reading. Will never find, while the smart wholesaler has at least 3 multiple income streams, which including monthly cash flow, passive and residual income. Okay. So basically what I just said is this. Let me read that from the beginning again. The old school wholesaler has one income stream. Basically that income stream is just flipping deals. Okay. They're looking to flip the next or their first deal. And the only income stream they can think of is just from flipping that deal, from double closing, from flipping it, from assigning the contract, assignment fees. That's all they can think about. Right. 99% of these people that are looking to make that money will never close a deal anyway. That's what I'm saying. Basically, 99% of people that will basically try to close or flip a deal will not make money. Okay. But there's something we'll call the top 1 to 3%. And those are the people I'm going to share the information I want to share with you here for the first time today. Okay. Probably for the first time for you. Okay. So top 1 to 3%, secret is basically what I've been sharing with you and what I will continue to share with you. The bottom 97 to 99% will continue to be exactly that. And that's what's going to leave room for you and I to make all the money we can make, because most of them will continue to struggle that way. Why? Because everything else seems easy. Now, I think the business is easy. Okay. But I know it's not always easy for everyone. But I also think that entrepreneurship in life is not necessarily designed to be easy, but it's simple. It's always simple. The problem is that we have a complicated brain as human beings, and we tend to complicate things by asking for faster results, easier results. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's what we call technology. But unfortunately, in the midst of all that, people get lost. They waste their resources, time, their life savings, and nothing happens. And then they quit. And at the point where they quit, basically, you can now define the time and the money they've spent. You can define that as a loss. Okay. But unless you quit, you can't really call something a loss or a failure. You can't really call your journey a failure. It's all feedbacks. Okay. Instead of calling it a failure, it's a feedback. It's data. You're collecting data of what doesn't work or what hasn't worked or stuff that you can learn from. Okay. There's a saying that when there's confusion, it's just an opportunity to learn something new, right? But it's a problem. It's an opportunity to learn something new. So if you're one of those people that have struggled up to now and you're trying to close your first deal and it just doesn't seem to add up, awesome. Awesome. Because I'm going to help you clear it up. Basically, there's only three things you ever need to worry about. Okay. And everything else kind of fall in place. Okay. And I'm going to share that three things with you also by the end of this video. But I do have an elaborate video that explains that in details once you go ahead and download the book, myempirepro.com. There's also a full chapter in the book that explains that in details as well too. Again, it's a book you need to read 10 to 15 times. All right. So let's continue here. 99% of them, that when I say them, I'm talking about the old school wholesalers, would never find a deal anyway. They the flipping deals, right? Wholesale deals. They won't find it. They may get lucky sometimes. They may get lucky a second time. But as far as building a viable, profitable, sustainable business out of this, it's going to be a struggle that will basically eat up into their lifestyle, into their family lifestyle, and they will never really make anything sustainable out of it. So now it continues. While the smart wholesaler has at least three multiple income streams, at least, it's not just three, at least, okay? As a matter of fact, for me personally, I'm going to teach you five different multiple income streams that's literally attached to wholesaling, okay? Wholesaling for the modern age, okay? Wholesaling when you're doing it in a way that you're building an empire. Okay, if you're just building a wholesaling business, you are probably going to fail. Okay, there's a very, very high chance you're going to fail. Because again, like I said, 99% of people are failing, not making a damn out of this business. And, you know, for obvious reasons, again, everyone is slipping and in one direction. They wait till a guru teaches something before they implement it instead of using a little bit of better wisdom. Okay. And see, where is the world going right now? How are people consuming information? Where are deals coming from? Wait, what's the source of deals in the first place? How come it's dried up? Right. Okay. Wait. Before I have deals, I need to have leads. How come I don't have leads? Well, if I want leads, I need a pipeline of leads. So I have choices, options, right? And not depend on just one scenario or one particular house, right? So let me give you, based on what I just said, let me give you an example. One day I went to, in New Brunswick here, I went to one of the RE-A meetings here in New Jersey. And I went there and there was a lady who was like, yeah, there's this house next to my house. And I really feel like it's going to be a really good deal. I feel like it's going to be an awesome deal. The house is perfect, but it's boarded up. It needs some work. And I can't seem to find the owner. What do I do? All right. So there's a big problem in the picture I just painted, the story I just told you, okay? But I applaud her enthusiasm, right? She was definitely excited about the situation. And I think everyone starts from somewhere, but there's a big problem. The problem is that she's hung up on that one house. Now, houses, money doesn't come from houses. Money comes from people, okay? And by the way, real estate deals for real estate wholesalers does not come from houses. It comes from motivated sellers. Okay. So you can write down all the addresses you want, all you want. I mean, as a matter of fact, you don't have to drive around time driving for dollars to collect those addresses. You can download them from the internet. Okay. But really, what you're going to have to work hard at is generating motivated sellers. Okay? You can have all the distressed properties you want, right? But you need motivated sellers. And the money, or let me say, the product. Your product is real estate, right? It's going to come from people still. And that's the motivated seller. You need to learn how to generate people that are motivated to sell a property. Okay? So that's one on the side, okay? So in the process of doing that, that costs money. If you're doing direct mailing, that's going to cost you money. By the way, I don't advise direct mailing, okay? But if you're doing direct mailing, it's going to cost you money. If you're driving for dollars, it's going to cost you time and brakes, okay? The meat on your brake or your brakes, right? It's going to cost you. If you're knocking on doors, it's going to cost you time. Time is a lot more expensive than money. So if you get paid $20 an hour at your job right now, that hour is a lot more than $20. Because if it wasn't, your boss would not be paying you $20. They'll be paying you a lot less. Okay? If your time is only worth $20, your boss will pay you $10. That's the way it works. Okay? So the other one, that bandit signs, that costs time. That costs energy, right? And you have to replace that over and over again. Plus, you may get a ticket from the city. And that's dirty, okay? That's just dirty. Put some signs all over the city, okay? On the poles, okay? If you're still putting it on the floor and you put it on the hangers on the floor, right? Like the politicians, it's okay. But again, it's not the best use or the most efficient use of your time and your resources. Because that costs money and you have to replace that all over and over again. All right. Does it work? I think every strategy works at some point. Is it the best use of your resources? Is that the most efficient use of your resources? That's where the question comes in. Okay. So let's continue. So I'm going to focus on teaching you five income streams. Okay. So let's dive into it. Like the first one I just mentioned here is monthly cash flow. So of course, if you close a deal, $20,000, and you make that one time, that's a one time. Okay. And if anything, that's good money, by the way. But if you don't have monthly cash flow or as a source of income attached to that business model, that money is going to train you with bad behaviors. You're going to think that $20,000 is going to show up next month, but it won't. Okay. Can it? Yes, it can. But for most people, it won't. Okay. And when it doesn't, you basically build a lifestyle. You build spending habits around that $20,000. And then when recession hits, the first thing that get removed in the economy is people buying houses. Okay? That means including your quote-unquote cash buyers. They all stop buying. That means your business is dead. That means the whole business is dead, basically, because you never involved monthly cash flow in that business model. Okay? All right. So that's that. So monthly cash flow. So again, now we're talking, the second one is passive income. That means it doesn't have to be monthly, but it's just money that shows up because of past work. And it keeps showing up too, right? Now, if you don't have that in your business model, if you don't have that structured into what you do, right, chances are, again, you make yourself vulnerable to things like recession, even mini recessions. There are a lot of mini recessions that happen before we have a big bang, like 2008, right? Even in the midst of that, you will continue to have recessions. Any month you have that you haven't closed any one deal, consider yourself being in a recession that month, okay? So if you don't build your business to have monthly cash flow, which basically you can get from structuring property management into your business, right? Structuring membership websites into your business, okay, where you can actually share your knowledge, right? Structuring networking into your business. You have to have networking. Structuring list building into your business, which allows you, again, to make money even before you close a deal. I want you to think about what I just said. How about you start making money even before you close a real estate deal, or with or without closing a real estate deal? And by the way, by doing so, you increase your chances of closing more real estate deals, right? So by basically kicking against that concept, you're making life worse and harder for yourself. Because number one, you're not increasing your income. Number two, you're decreasing your chances of actually closing a deal, right? Second one, passive income. Money that you make from not doing nothing, for basically doing nothing, but basically being in a position, right? In a position where you collect residual and passive income over and over because you created a position, right? Why do people make money in stock market, make money in the form of dividends, right? Because they're positioned for that dividend to come in, right? That's called passive residual income. In this time and age, as we move more and more forward into the digital age and even beyond digital age, it becomes easier and easier, but it gets harder and harder for people that want to remain in their old school mindset. But if you're open and you understand that we're in the world of cryptocurrency, I'm not saying you're going to be buying crypto, by the way. If you understand that we're in a digital age, period, right? You understand that there's really no such thing as physical cash anymore. Cash just means money in the bank. It means you log in and you can see your account says $3,000, $300,000. That's what cash means today. Cash doesn't mean the physical paper in your hand anymore, obviously, right? So that's what I'm talking about. So residual income, passive income. Passive income means you don't have to do it. Residual means you do the work one time. Like passive means you never actually worked, okay? It's just positioning. Residual means, yes, there's some work that involved in the beginning, but it continued to bring in money over time. It's basically you getting paid royalties over time. Okay. If you have a real estate wholesaling business that doesn't have this type of income structured into it, right, you are going to fail. And you may say, but yeah, the gurus are not teaching it. So here's the thing. This is the point where I get to, I tell you, forget what the gurus are saying. It's time to pay attention to what they're doing. Okay. Your guru has a YouTube channel, correct? They have courses that they sell, right? Sometimes they have membership website that they sell, right? Your guru probably have a property management structured into their business, right? Yes. Your guru is probably planning to, even if they're not doing it yet, right? They're probably planning to buy and hold rental income properties, right? Exactly. But you're focused on that next deal. Or maybe you think, oh, I'm a newbie. Let me just start from somewhere. Well, that's your problem. You got to think big from the beginning, and it's a leveled playing field for everyone. You don't have to wait until you have a chunk of money in the bank before you start implementing this stuff. Okay. You just haven't been exposed to the knowledge of exactly how to do that. Again, which I cover extensively in Empire Lifestyle Secret. Okay. You can download the book for free at myempirepro.com. Okay. But basically, if your focus is right now closing your first or your next deal, and that's all you're trying to do, that's exactly why you're failing. Your focus need to be on building an empire. Okay. You need to build an empire. And your focus being on building an empire means you get to make money even if you never close a deal. Okay, because while you wait for closing your first or your next deal, people are spending money anyway. And yes, in this business, okay, they're spending money in this business anyway. And you may be thinking, but yeah, that's going to be all over the place. I need to focus on one thing at a time. That's your problem, because you're missing the definition of focus. Okay, remember your focus is on your pocket. That's your problem. You're not thinking value. You're not thinking about adding value. You're not thinking, how can I find a spot in this business where I can add value? Okay? There's a couple of places I'm going to share with you where you can add value. Okay? If you're not adding value to this business, you're not going to make money, period. Point blank, period. Space. All right? You're just not going to make it. And if you make any kind of money, you just got lucky. And you know luck only happens once in a while. Miracles happens once in a while. Your hope is not a good strategy in marketing. Okay? Primarily, your business is marketing. Okay, as a wholesaler. So marketing costs money, it costs time. So if you don't know how to turn over that money and the time you're spending as fast as possible, even if you don't close a real estate deal, then you are going to be shooting yourself on the leg, basically. Does that make sense? All right. So now, what to know about wholesaling real estate? There's only one thing you need to know about wholesaling real estate. It's really a marketing business. That's it. Truthfully, marketing, your job is marketing. You get paid for marketing, for getting good at marketing. So part of getting good at marketing is that knowing that it costs money, time, and resources. And if you have ultimatums on those three things, time, money, and resources, if you have ultimatum, that means you can run out of it, right? If you have ultimatum on them, you increase your chances of quitting soon. You're going to get frustrated out of the business. So you need to remove all the ultimatum on those three things, time, money, and and resources, right? For your marketing resources. You need to remove all the ultimatum on them. You need to position yourself so you can do it consistently, because it's a game of survival of the fittest. So if you're not fit enough, if you run out of energy, resources, time, money, you're going to fail, because it's a marathon. It's a short chain of marathons. Okay. Does that make sense? So if you run out of time, you fail. If you run out of energy, you fail. If you run out of resources, you fail. If you run out of money, you fail. And most people will run out of money. You saw Sean Terry a few days ago teaching you that in order for you to close deals, you have to spend $10,000 per month on direct mailing. Do you think you're going to run out of money doing that? That's a probably yes. Should you do direct mailing? That's probably a no. Okay. Now, if you drive for dollars consistently every day for the next month, are you guaranteed you're going to close a real estate deal? That's probably a no. Can you get lucky? Yes. Okay. Now, if you do close a deal, if you don't close a deal in the first month, are you going to quit? Is there a chance that you're going to quit because you run out of time and energy and resources and hope? Yes. Again, you're positioned in the wrong place. So in order for you to position yourself so you don't have ultimatum on those resources, right? You need to set up what I call the three pillars. Okay. All of your gurus, all the top income earners, all the top 1-3% are doing what I'm about to share with you. Okay. And again, for you to get the full details, the full gist, you need to download a book. Okay. It's in the book, myempirepro.com. Okay. And that's where you can go through. Okay. If you feel like you've already downloaded it before, go ahead and do it again. It's a book you need to read 10 to 15 times. If you don't, it'll hurt. It just will hurt. Okay. Now, the first pillar is value. You need to lead with value. Whatever you're doing, you need to lead with value. You need to find a place where you can add value in the real estate wholesaling marketplace. There are two places where you can add value right now. Number one, education. Okay. How do you educate? You need to learn. Okay. And when you learn and you start teaching, when you teach, you learn twice. It just reinforces what you know when you teach. Okay. So education is a place where you can add value, because 99% of wholesalers, they're not going to make it. They're not going to close a deal. That's just facts. And there's tons of them that are coming into the game every day because the gurus keep doing what they're supposed to do, marketing and bringing them to the game, turning them to apprentice, turning them to property acquisition managers, right? But they're not making money. Most of them are not. 99% of them, right? So education is a big place where you can add value right now. How do you become an educator? You learn, okay? You learn. You learn this concept. You learn modern day marketing, okay? And if you want to learn that, hey, it's right in front of you right now. Free book, okay? MyEmpirePro.com, all right? What's the other thing? The next thing, I'm going to show you my face while I share the next two things with you, right? The next two things that you need to pay attention to is the first one. The second pillar is basically automation, okay? If you try to swim against the trend, against the tide, against the ocean, in this time and age, you will fail. Automation is the name of the game. When I say automation, it's not complicated. I'm not asking you to be a data scientist or an engineer. That's not what I'm asking you to be. You just simply need to acknowledge, just like Donald Trump did, acknowledge that technology is here to stay, okay? So Trump could have been like, no, I'm too old. I'm not going to use Twitter. I'll use CNN. But he's smart enough to say, I'm going to use Twitter, because everyone needs to hear from me in real time. And Twitter, aka automation, social media, aka automation, CRMs, customer relationship and management software, aka building relationship with people while you're sleeping, aka YouTube videos. You could be watching this as I'm sleeping. Automation. Automation is your second pillar. Okay? You need to learn it. You need to use it in your business. The third pillar. The third pillar is traffic. You need choices. Okay? If you're hung up on that one house, remember that example, that story I told you earlier in this video? If you're hung up on that one, you're going to fail. Because most of the time, that one is not going to turn to a deal. But if you have choices, number one, it improves your confidence, okay? It improves collecting data, because data collection is a big part of business in the digital age. Point blank, period. Okay? Every time you use a GPS, that thing is collecting data along the way and is using it to become artificial intelligence, machine language, right? You don't have to learn this stuff. You just need to understand it exists and it affects your business. Okay. And there are ways as an end user to use it without being too technical. Okay. So you need choices. You need options. You need traffic of people, traffic of motivated sellers, and traffic of buyers. Okay. You need to be able to create traffic on demand of sellers and buyers, motivated sellers and buyers. You're in the business of people. You're not in the business of, you're not a lawyer. You don't need to know what the best contract to use. Okay. You can figure that out once you have a person to work with. But what you need to figure out, where you're going to what you need to learn is how to attract tons of traffic of people. So traffic is the third pillar. And if you don't figure out how to drive massive traffic, you're going to fail cost effectively. Okay. So VAT, value, automation, traffic, VAT, VAT. Those are the three pillars that you need to set up. Now, if you want to set up, you want to know step by step how to set it up. Basically, all you have to do right now is go download the book absolutely for free. My empirepro.com, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. That's where I get into a little bit more details. And it's a book that I'm recommending that you need to read at least you need to read that book 10 to 15 times. If you don't, your business will hurt. All you need to know about wholesaling is marketing. That's it. You need to understand how to do perpetual cost-effective marketing. You need three pillars to do that. Because you're going to be building an empire on top of these three pillars, okay? Basically, I added the fourth pillar, which is read the book 10 to 15 times. That's the fourth core value here, right? But basically, it's value, automation, and traffic of people, sellers, and buyers. Never mind your cash buyers, okay? Most of them are full of it. They're not going to buy your deals. They have a thousand reasons why they will not buy your deals, okay? So never mind them. And if they do buy your deal, you got lucky, kudos, awesome, okay? But most of them, they're not going to buy your deals because it won't pass their criteria. Their criteria are not necessarily 65% ARV always. Sometimes it's unseen stuff, okay? Sometimes it's stuff that they can't even explain themselves. They're just full of it. That in most cases, they're full of it, okay? Never mind that the list that the guru sold to you as a cash buyer, the cash buyer, if there was such a good cash buyer, they would not be selling you the list. They'll be doing joint ventures with the cash buyer to buy deals and do more deals. That's what they'll be doing. If they sold you that list for $200 or as a bonus for buying a course, you know that that list is just as useless, probably as much as the course as well too. Okay. So I want you to pay attention to that. So right now, all you have to do is go download the book, myempirepro.com. If you have thoughts, questions, absolutely, I want to engage with you. So make sure you dump it in the comment box below. Thoughts, questions, your questions, contributions, anything like that, dump it in the comment box below. If you like this video and you know other people that will benefit from it, this is part 9 of 17. Just click share and share it to your wall or take the link and share it to anybody you like. They will really, really enjoy what we're talking about. They will find value in it. And okay. And if I said anything that made sense to you in this video, please, please give me a thumbs up. Just give it a thumbs up. It lets YouTube know that you like this video and it allows them to share it with more people. All right. So, and don't forget, last but not least, download the book, myempirepro.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one, and peace.